This morning's reading is taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 to 20. This one. Oh, I'm wrecking the place. Happy Christmas. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, to the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them at the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace to men on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what they had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. This is the word of the Lord.
Oh, well, Merry Christmas, lovely people. Hey, thank you very much. Hope you're doing all right today. Now, I'm going to be honest, I'm not going to do my usual 30-minute kind of exposition of the Bible or anything. It's Christmas, we all want to get home. But I'm going to tell you a story from this morning. It was fabulous singing Happy Birthday to Jesus this morning. That was awesome because Ewan asked me, "How old is Jesus?" this morning, first thing. And I said to him, "Well, I suppose he was born about 2015 years ago, but he's been about forever." Which Ewan just said, "So he's a big boy, is he?" "Yes, he is. So well done for that." Okay, so one of the many things we love doing at Christmas, and we've all got our Christmas traditions, is crackers. And I've got a big cracker here, and I need two people to come and help me pull it. Now, bear in mind, it said in the box you have to be over 25 to buy the thing. Two grown-ups. Two doing me. I tell you what, I'm volunteering you, Jamie, because you're a beefy man. You can get this up. Come on, Hannah Bunting. You know it. Here we go. Okay.
Hang on, we need to watch out for
that now. Go on, Bunters.
Okay.
Look at that, the inside.
Are you counting down?
Okay. Should we go 3, 2, 1?
Yeah.
Three, two, one. Yay! Okay, wow. What have you got? Who have you got? Stick your hat on, Bunters.
My dad keeps it on all day.
All day.
Oh, nice pink.
Yeah, you put a pink one on. Oh, I've got a pink one as well.
That's nice.
Now, well done. Lovely. Very nice. You look great. And Liz has got one as well. I'm really going to head for hats. So this might slip off at any time.
Need more hair.
Lovely. So, hats. Every Christmas cracker, if it's a good one at least, has a hat. But it's not a normal kind of hat. What kind of hat is it?
Clown.
It's a crown. You're absolutely right, Kate. It's a crown. And why do we have a crown? Does anybody know why we have a crown? Who else? Because Jesus is King. And that's the first thing we need to remember at Christmas, that Jesus is King. We heard it read in the reading, just how the angels came and told about who this little baby was to be born to the shepherds, how Mary and Joseph already knew that he was special and that he was going to be the saviour of the world, a king that was going to be born. But this king was a very different kind of king, because he wasn't born in a London hospital and he wasn't born in a palace. There was no one really special present when he was born, no fancy doctors. He was born in humble circumstances. And let's think about that for a second. Like when Ewan said, how old is Jesus? And he's been about forever. That means that Jesus always has been there. It means he was in heaven before and he came to earth. He was in heaven with his Father, with all the brilliance that that is, in the ultimate awesomeness that is heaven, in the best palace that there could be in heaven. But he came down to earth. And he came down to earth for you and for me. He came down to earth to be born humble, to show what a true king does for his people, to serve us, to care for us, and of course, to die for us. And of course, the crown is a little bit weird when we think about it, because in a few months' time, we'll remember why we have Christmas, and that is Easter, when a crown of thorns was placed on Jesus' head, a sign of the suffering that he went through and his death for us, but the good news also of his resurrection and how he came alive and went back up to heaven and is there now, King of Kings, forever and ever. We remember first and foremost today, and the cracker will remind us as well, that Jesus is King. So we celebrate how awesome he is today. But crackers have other things in them as well, don't they? What else might you get in a cracker? What do you think, Dylan? You'll get a joke. Do you know any jokes? Go on then, Jamie.
Okay, why did the turkey join the band?
I don't know.
Because drumsticks.
Thank you. All right. What did Adam say on the day before Christmas? Happy Christmas Eve. There you go. All right then. Here we go. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Wayne.
Wayne.
Wayne in a manger. All right then. All right. And here's a longer one for you there, now I'm in my flow. A man walks into a cake shop and he sees a sign that says every cake a pound. So he says to the bloke who's working the shop, how much is that chocolate cake? And he says it's a pound. And he looks at a slice of apple cake and he says, how much is that? That's a pound. How much is that apple tuna? That's a pound. What about that cake? That's £2. Why is that? That's Madeira cake! Oh. Got no taste or class. Anyway, so the reason, the embarrassment, the reason why we have jokes, believe it or not, is to make us laugh and to make us smile and to make sure that Christmas goes with that joyful throw that it really should. And here's the thing about Christmas. It should be joyful. It should be a happy, joyful day. In fact, it should be a really, really good day. Not just today, but for the next few days as well. We should be happy. We should be laughing. We should be smiling. We should be touching each other. We should be singing songs. We should be having a really good time because of the good news that Jesus is born. And that is a reason to utterly celebrate. You know, back in the day, Christmas didn't just last a day or even 2 days. It went on for 12 days. And we still have the song, The 12 Days of Christmas, the most of us fed up of it by the end of Boxing Day. But the reason why there were 12 days were, for the weeks before during Advent, people fasted. And so when Christmas came round, they went for it in a massive way. They ate, they drank, they celebrated, they had parties, all because of this special thing that happened over 2,000 years ago, that Jesus was born. And here's the thing for you guys, I'm going to challenge you. For the next 12 days, laugh as much as you can. Cutch as many people as you can. Thank you, Elaine. Enjoy yourselves. Eat the things that you really like to eat. And just celebrate this awesome news that Jesus is born. And when you do, when you tell jokes, when you eat what you want to eat, when you watch what you watch on telly, remember the good news that Jesus is born. And also remember that the Christmas story, when you think about it, can feel like a bit of a joke anyway. A young girl from a poor town called upon by an angel to go and travel to Bethlehem to give birth to this kid who would be a saviour of the world. You couldn't write that kind of stuff. You couldn't make it up. And that's why it is just all the more happy and all the more joyful. So be joyful because of what it means. And there's one more thing you'll get in your average cracker. Anybody tell me? A present. That's absolutely right. And some crackers have really, really, really good presents if you go for the luxury end. Some not so good, but every one of them is a gift. And it is a reminder to us all that Christmas is a gift. Jesus is a gift. Jesus came to earth as a gift to us, to give to us the forgiveness of our sins, to give us our salvation, the promise that we will never taste death, the promise that we will one day be with him in heaven. And that is flipping good news. And that is an absolute reason to celebrate today. So let's go through it. Let's enjoy this Christmas. Let's be happy. Let's be joyful. Let's celebrate. Let's wear our crowns. Let us tell our jokes. Let us give our gifts. But let us remember above all why we do it. The reason for the season, and that is Jesus himself, the baby born to be the saviour of the world. Happy Christmas, everyone, and may the Lord bless you all. Amen.